kids suffer for lack of funds in Zimbabwe. A cold snap wreaks havoc on the poor in Bangladesh. And a call to prayer goes up for a campus ministry. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Children in Zimbabwe may have to go without an education and could go hungry if a ministry doesn't receive the funding they need. Christian World Outreach works with AIDS orphans, supporting families who willingly take care of these children but simply can't afford it. CWO's Greg Yoder.
We do whatever we can, helping them go to school, feeding them, clothing them, giving them blankets, whatever the needs are. And we do that by supporting the communities and the families who've taken these AIDS orphans in.
Currently, Christian World Outreach is helping 500 kids, but Yoder says they only have funding for 250.
We're out there beating the bushes trying to find funds so we can support all of them. Currently, we've been able to get the funds to get them all back into school, but we're still working on supplementing with the food and the other things the kids need.
It costs $40 a month to support a child, which also allows them to hear the gospel. If they can't raise the money, they'll have to make some cuts. Next, Bangladesh is used to certain kinds of natural disasters, flooding and cyclones. One kind of natural disaster they're not prepared for, a cold wave. Compassion International's communications director Kathy Redmond says although news is scarce about the situation,
these are people that are used to living in a tropical region who have mud huts with dirt floors and corrugated roofs. So they don't have a lot of insulation from that cold. They don't really have a heat source. They have never needed a heat source.
The weather reveals the most vulnerable population.
This is really directly a poverty issue when you have such cold temperatures and you don't know how to survive it. You don't have the tools to survive it.
When it gets to be too much, the families head for the only place they know where they can get help.
They see the church as that place that they can go and have their needs met. And of course, with that comes the gospel, and the gospel talks about loving your neighbor, loving your brother, putting other people above yourself. And I think that's something that really resonates with people that haven't heard it.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Tonight may decide the fate of an InterVarsity Christian Fellowship chapter. The college ministry was placed on provisional status early this school year at Vanderbilt University for not complying with an anti-discrimination policy. Groups there aren't allowed to use religious criteria when selecting leaders. But InterVarsity believes that spits at religious freedom. A meeting is being held at Vanderbilt tonight to discuss the policy, pray they'd reconsider so the gospel might be spread freely. Meanwhile, 2012 marks 200 years since the state of Louisiana was admitted to the U.S. As it follows, it's also the 200th anniversary of the Louisiana Baptist Convention. Evangelist Sammy Tippett just got back from the convention's annual conference.
Over 30,000 people prayed and fasted for this conference that God would move among the leaders, the Christian leaders and Baptist leaders there in Louisiana, to send revival.
The convention committed to American revival not just at the conference, but for this whole special year.
It's not just a one-time conference. They're dedicating everything they do this whole year to seeking God. Every meeting with young people, with children, with adults, every kind of meeting they will have will be centered around calling for and trusting God to send a great spiritual awakening.
Find out more at our website. And it used to be that if you needed a hospital in Kapenta, Tanzania, you had to drive 6 hours to get one. But no more. Grace Ministries International says the doors of the Mercy Medical Mission Dispensary are now open. It's a great partner to all of the evangelism and community development projects in the area. The idea is to train national workers to take over the clinic themselves. Pray wisdom and strength for the staff as they see patients with anything from cuts to malaria and HIV. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you could encourage millions of Christians to do something for Christ, would you do it? By helping the Mission Network News website redesign project, you're doing just that as we're reaching millions of Christians worldwide. Go to missionnetworknews.org, click on the mouse pad link with your best gift, and it'll be matched dollar for dollar. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.